Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from interim boss Ralph Rangnick, who has admitted that United must find more physicality rather than drop their fitness levels if they are to get themselves out of their current malaise. United have thrown away leads in their last three matches, drawing 1-1 again with Southampton on Saturday. Another disappointing outcome after scoring first. Rangnick, though, is trying to stay as positive as possible. He said, "If I watch the team in training and the way this team prepares for games, I wouldn't allow myself to say that we are not fit enough to play like that. I don't think this is the case, because then we would also struggle in the last 20 minutes of a game. Against Burnley and against Southampton, I think we showed we were physically able to play forward. We didn't always take the right decisions. We were not as composed and structured enough in the way that we played in the first half compared to the last half hour. We were a little bit erratic in those moments," he said. United are quickly back in action on Tuesday against Brighton at home, with Brighton going into the match on the back of a 2-0 victory for them at Watford on Saturday. And Edinson Cavani is a major doubt for that game. The Uruguayan striker was expected to play against Southampton, but a groin injury kept him out of that match, and now boss Rangnick has admitted the 34-year-old faces a race against time to play against the Seagulls. Rangnick said, "The doctor came to see me, and then I spoke to Eddie, and I told him to wait and to see if treatment can make things any better," he said. Finally, news on the transfer front. Reports say United are interested in signing Borussia Mönchengladbach's Albanian defender Rami Bensebani. The 26-year-old left-back is, according to some reports, being seen as a possible long-term replacement for Luke Shaw. It's all for now. We'll have more later.